Welcome to Foolish Short.
You have reached the Family Curse Podcast. Prepare to be told stories of the mysterious, unexplained, and frightening by your host, Mary Jane, with her little monsters, Mason and Macy.
Turn off the lights, get under your blankets, because you are in for a spooky story.
You can't turn back. Welcome back to the Family Curse Podcast. This is your host, Mary Jane and
Macy.
And Mason.
So are you guys excited to be back?
Yes. Very much so.
You want to hear what today's story is about?
Yes.
All right. So we are going back to the 1800s. So we're going back 132 years to the year 1890. This is a newspaper article. It was found in the Tombstone newspaper out in Arizona. So this was printed, and it wasn't just printed in the Tombstone newspaper. It was printed in newspapers all over America at that time.
Oh.
So this was enough of a news story that it was printed for everybody in America to read.
I thought they were always printed.
What do you mean? Newspapers?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're digital now, but yeah. But it was, the story itself was noteworthy enough that they felt like it should be in a lot of newspapers.
Oh, so they put it in like a lot?
Yes, all over the country. All right, so you ready?
Wow.
So this is dated Saturday, April 26th, 1890, in the Tombstone Epitaph, which is the Tombstone, Arizona newspaper. The title is Found on the Desert. A strange winged monster discovered and killed on the Huachua Desert. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. A winged monster resembling a huge alligator with an extremely elongated tail and an immense pair of wings was found on the desert between the Whetstone and Huachuca Mountains last Sunday by two ranchers who were returning home from the Huachucas. The creature was... Really? Is that funny?
These are really weird words.
Well, they're... A lot of them are Native American words.
Chewbacca.
No, not Chewbacca. Huachucas. Okay.
Huachuca.
The creature was evidently greatly exhausted by a long flight, and when discovered, was able to fly but a short distance at a time. After the shock.
Is it still alive?
Yeah. So these two guys walk up on this thing that looks like an alligator with wings.
Wait, dragons are real?
According to this newspaper article.
Are we sure it wasn't a prop?
It was 1890.
Okay.
All right. So, after the first shock of wild amazement that passed the two men who were on horseback and armed with Winchester rifles, regained sufficient courage to pursue the monster, and after an exciting chase of several miles, succeeded in getting near enough to open fire with their rifles and wounding it. So, of course, we see something strange. Let's shoot it, right?
Yeah. No, it might be endangered.
I know, but that's...
Yeah, but really...
People want burgers.
I don't think it was attacking them. He was just, like, tired and resting.
They were scared a lot, and... If they waited too long, they might have thought like it would hurt them.
It might have,
like,
but
what if like a huge scary dragon came up to you? Would you just sit there or would you like run away and try to kill
it? I would run away the other way and just get away.
Okay.
I'm not gonna initiate aggression.
But they have such a tiny town. What if it just runs after them? They have to like kill it.
Maybe. Okay. So they wounded it with their Winchester rifles. So the creature then turned on the men. So, but see, that's the thing. So the creature wasn't bothering them until he got shot. And then they shoot him, and that's when the creature attacks them.
If they're not going to kill, if they can't kill it, then don't hurt it.
Right, because they just made it angry.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the creature then turned on the men, but owing to its exhausted condition, they were able to keep out of its way, and after a few well-directed shots, the monster partly rolled over and remained motionless. The men cautiously approached their horses, snorting with terror, and found that the creature was dead. They then proceeded to make an examination and found that it measured about 92 feet in length.
Oh my god!
And the greatest diameter was about 50 inches. So it's bigger than me. The monster had only 2 feet, these being situated a short distance in front of where the wings were joined to the body. So they're like, it says where it was close to the wings were. So I guess it was kind of like
a dinosaur?
That's all together?
So most days now, dragons are like
mythological creatures.
Cute. And like they'll make them have like five toes. And it's just like really
five
big.
Toes.
Yeah. Big feet. And they'll make them red. So is there anything that like says all dragons
or
are red?
Blue,
well, we're
or
getting
green,
to it. Let's see.
Or yellow or any color in the world.
So the head, as near as they could judge, was about 8 feet long. So I guess it had a really long neck. 8 feet long, that's a long head. I feel like he'd be kind of top heavy. The jaws being thickly set with strong, sharp teeth. Its eyes were as large as a dinner plate and protruded about halfway from the head. So the eyes kind of bugged out a little bit.
So the head, you said the eyes were as big as a dinner plate?
Yeah.
So, like, imagine your head, your whole entire head is a dragon's eye.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That'd be about right.
That's kind of disgusting.
Or they'll make dragons with, like, 2 heads.
This one doesn't have 2 heads. All right, okay. So they had some difficulty in measuring the wings as they were partly folded under the body. So I guess it fell on its back. But finally got one straightened out sufficiently to get a measurement of 78 feet, making the total length from tip to tip about 160 feet.
Wow.
That's a lot. I'm trying to think. So I'm 5 feet.
I'm 4 something.
Yeah. So that would be,
I mean,
so that would be a lot of us stacked on top, like to make just how wide the wings were. I mean, it's probably as big as our house. Kind of nutty. The wings were composed of a thick and nearly transparent membrane and were devoid of feathers or hair, as was the entire body.
So that was made of scales?
I guess. The skin of the body was comparatively smooth and easily penetrated by a bullet.
Aww.
I know. The men cut off a small portion of the tip of one wing and took it home with them. Late last night, one of them arrived in this city for supplies and to make the necessary preparations to skin the creature when the hide will be sent east for examination by the eminent scientists of the day. The finder returned early this morning, accompanied by several prominent men who will endeavor to bring the strange creature to the city before it is mutilated. And that's it. And that is the only newspaper article about it. There was never a follow-up. They didn't bring the thing back to Tombstone for other people to see it. So the question is,
was it real?
Was it real or was it maybe
a hoax? So is this the end?
That's the end of the newspaper article.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the only article that speaks of the monster. There were no photographs. There was no follow-up. So what could it be? The Native Americans spoke of a magical creature called the Thunderbird.
It could be a giant long bird.
Did anybody try to draw it?
Nope. If they did, we don't have a copy of it.
Dang, Google.
So then they didn't have Google back then. So the Native Americans spoke of a magical creature called the Thunderbird. The bird was giant, and when it flaps its wings, it sounds like thunder. Lightning shoots from its eyes, and it is covered in beautiful color feathers.
So basically a big, colorful chicken.
I think it's a little bigger than a chicken. It's a Thunderbird. So the Thunderbird brought life-giving rain and dangerous storms. So it kind of makes sense, right? So if the bird brings rain and its wings flap and sound like thunder and lightning shoots from its eyes, it's kind of a story
to explain.
I think that would
be kind of painful, lightning shooting from their eyes.
Yeah, but doesn't it sound kind of like a story that explains thunderstorms and that kind of thing,
yeah.
Maybe?
Like something mythical?
Mm-hmm. It was a creature to be admired and feared. Thunderbirds are considered ancestors of the human race and creators of our world. Huh? They live high in the clouds, but there are stories that the Thunderbird was able to pluck a whale out of the sea with its huge, sharp talons. So, was this a Thunderbird that the miners saw and killed? Was it a dragon? Was it a pteranodon that survived? Or is it a completely made-up hoax? What do you think?
Hoax.
You think so? Really? What do you think, Macy?
So, I usually say I don't believe a lot of this stuff, but if there's a whole entire news article about it, I feel like there was a lot of lies, but if it was made into a whole entire newspaper, there is enough proof that it could have been true.
Well, they said they cut off a tip of it. So, I mean, apparently they came back to Tombstone with something.
It did say that it looked kind of like an alligator. They could have just found an alligator and then shoot a part of it off and stuff like that.
That's true. But it wouldn't have been that big. It wouldn't have had wings that were 160 feet wide. Yeah, but
they didn't say that they cut off a tip of the wings.
Yeah, and that's a lot of detail just to make up. I don't think people would have put that much detail into just something that they just made up.
But where did it go? Why didn't they bring the thing into town? No, but I mean, when they went back, why didn't anybody see it? They had photography back then. Nobody could have took a
maybe
picture.
They weren't carrying a camera.
No, but when they went back to Tombstone and told everybody what happened, why didn't anybody go from Tombstone and go look at it?
Because photography was very expensive back then, and most villagers didn't have it.
Tombstone was a big city. There would have been a camera in there somewhere. Somebody, I mean, I felt like, let's go take a picture of the flying monster that the people killed.
Yeah.
I felt like that would be
I don't think
worth
this
it.
Is real.
It's a hoax. Well, that's all the proof we have is that one news article written in 1890. Have you ever seen one?
No, but I've seen edits of a chicken and an alligator mixed together.
What, does the alligator have a beak for a mouth?
No, they were doing the nay-nay.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Chicken gator.
Well, that is episode 6, The Dragon or The Thunderbird.
This is definitely one of our shorter episodes only because there's not much evidence, but it's definitely one
interesting.
Of an interesting ones.
That's definitely interesting, I think. All right. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.